He stepped into the room and told her everything. She listened in silence.
"Are you gonna let me help you now?" he asked.
"I pointed them to Hansen," she muttered. "In the cathedral. I didn't correct him when he implied Hansen may have Lars's journal."
"Describe him."
When she did, he said, "That's the same guy who started the church shooting, and the one who shot Hansen." "The jumper from the round tower worked for him. He came to steal my bag, which contained Lars's journal."
"Then he goes to the same auction, knowing you'd be there. Who knew you were going?"
"Just Hansen."
"Where did you learn about the auction?"
3 weeks ago, a package arrived postmarked from Avignon, France. Inside was a note, and Lars's journal. I hadn't seen that notebook in years. He knew this would ordinarily be a forbidden subject. Lars had taken his own life 11 years ago, found hanging from a bridge in southern France, a note in his pocket that merely said, "Goodbye, Stephanie." Though she and her husband were separated at the time, Stephanie took the loss hard.
"Journal of what?" he asked.
Lars was fascinated with the secrets of Rennes-le-Château. He kept many of his private thoughts in the journal. I'd not seen it in years. After he died, I thought Mark had it. Another bad subject. Mark Nell had been an Oxford-educated medieval historian who taught at the University of Toulouse in France. 5 years ago, he was lost in the Pyrenees, an avalanche. His body was never found. Malone knew that tragedy had been accentuated by the fact that Stephanie and her son had not been close. A lot of bad blood flowed in the Nell family. "The note told me about the auction and the availability of the book. I remembered Lars speaking of it, so I came to buy it."
"And danger bells weren't clanging in your head?"
"How was I to know there were people involved who would kill?"
"Why is that book so important?" said Malone. "It's a nondescript account of no importance."
"I have no idea. 2 weeks ago, I read Lars's notebook and became fascinated. I'm ashamed to say I never read one of his books until last week. When I did, I began to feel awful about my attitude toward him."
"So what did you plan to do?"
She shook her head. "Just buy the book, read it, and see what happened from there. I planned to go to France and spend a few days at Lars's house as well."
"You need help, Stephanie."
"Don't you have a bookshop to run?"
"My employees can handle things."
She hesitated, seemingly considering his offer. "You were the best I ever had. I'm still mad you quit."
"Had to do what I had to do."
She shook her head. "To have Henrik Thorvaldsen steal you away, insult to injury." When he'd retired, she'd been happy for him, until learning about Thorvaldsen's involvement.
"I have some more bad news for you," he said. "The person who outbid you for the book, it was Henrik. He was working with Peter Hansen."
He told her what he learned at the auction, and what the man had said to him over the radio. "I detest those who deceive me."
"Apparently Hansen was playing both ends against the middle, and the middle won. You and Henrik need to talk."
"Wait outside," she said. "I'll get dressed."
"Where's Lars's journal?"
She pointed to a safe.
"Bring it."
"Is that wise?"
"The police are going to find Hansen's body. It won't take them long to connect the dots. We need to be ready to move."
"I don't miss that arrogance."
"And your ray of sunshine personality has left my life incomplete, too."
He left through the door.